You tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, they say that the money makes the world go round. Well, at least that's what the song says, anyway. And we seem to have, I don't know, we've adopted this set of principles that judge someone's whole character by their attitude towards money. I know someone may be, carefree and generous, or, of course, they've fallen their money, they're soon parted, aren't they? But how about if someone's just being mean and miserly with their money? Well, you're just not going to make any friends like that, are you? Well, there's a theatre production coming up soon that takes a 17th century play, sets it in Mumbai, and you can see it in Stratford. Well, here to tell us all about it, we're joined now live on the line by writer and broadcaster and comedian Hardeep Singh Kohli. Hardeep, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
How are you? Well,
I tell you what, this production down at the Stratford Circus, tell us about what's going on down there.
Well, it's an old French play, Molière play, about called The Miser, and we sort of reset it in modern day Bombay, and it hasn't felt there's been a better time to look at issues surrounding money given what's going on in the world, but also I think it's interesting to see how work from a few hundred years ago still set elements that still apply to contemporary Indian life. Life in India is changing at a different pace, and some of the issues are still relevant today. So it's it's just been played Dundee, it's been in Windsor, and it's coming down to Stratford next week, so it's exciting.
Is it not entirely obvious, is it, why a 17th century writer, French writer, and how that sort of kind of fits in with modern day Mumbai? I mean, what do you think, the common strands are? What do you think, the commonalities in this?
Well, I think if you look at the original text, the original Molière text, the father very much is kind of the rules of roost, the kids have got no choice but to listen to the father, and that is, much as that's changing in modern India, it's still the case in some places. India is a very young country, it's just over 60 years old, with an ancient culture and tradition. So, whereas in Britain, perhaps people don't listen to their parents, they're not compelled to abide by what their parents say. In India, in some of the cases, they still are. But the universals, why do we still go and watch Shakespeare? Because it's still relevant today. Issues of love, of money, and of romance, and of life are all relevant today, and kind of Molière captured them 300 years ago, and we're hopefully keeping them alive today.
And of course, Molière's his original production, it was farce, wasn't it, really, what it was all about? Is yours, is it like a serious sort of earnest sort of thing, or is it fun,
I don't think I've ever written anything serious. There are definitely serious elements to it, but it's very contemporary, it's very up to date, it's got references for this sort of this month, this year, austerity cuts, and everyone living through those sorts of pressures and troubles, but it is, I believe that if you make people laugh, that the serious message gets across, in an easier, less obvious way. So if all you do, there's great music as well, so there's songs, there's dance, and there's, it's sort of Bollywood meets kind of Molière, if you know what I mean.
So I do like that mix, that crossover and things like that. It is really good like that. There's also as well, do you think that's the value of comedy as well, that you can say things which may be otherwise maybe a bit difficult to say, and because always at the end of the day you can always kind of laugh it off. Do you think that's the value of comedy?
Well, I think if we can't laugh at ourselves, you can find yourself laughing, and then you realise after the event it's yourself you were laughing at, and perhaps that causes you to reflect a little more on who you are and how you behave. So that, I think, is the great strength of comedy, is that you can, as long as you're laughing, you're happy. But also, there are serious sides to these issues. And again, just combining it with laughter helps people kind of take the serious side on.
Yeah, they're all these sort of serious things. Just thinking, it seemed to me like, when people talk about miser, the production is called, is it Kanjus? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Kanjus is the Punjabi word for miser, yeah.
Ah, right, okay, yeah, for the less initiated like myself, that would be. but do you think that there's something about it? It's almost like a contradiction. In some ways, we live in a society where we sort of, and Indian society, where the idea of accumulation of wealth is like seen as being a good thing. And yet someone who makes a point of accumulating it and not giving it all away, that's a miser, is seen as being a bad thing. There's this kind of strange contradiction around it, isn't there?
Yeah, it is a curious one, actually, because, one man's miser is another man's canny investor. But I think our character here kind of worships money over all else, and I think that is the kind of the root of it. Yet also, you know, talk about contradictions. He is the lead character, the one that actually on the face of it is the one you should all dislike, is actually the most honest in the piece in lots of ways. You know, his kind of love and adoration of money is the most honest relationship in the whole piece. But, you know, you can't take it with you, and it does seem that, you know, money is a means and not an end. And it's just keeping that distinction clear. You know, he'd rather lose his family than lose his money. And I think at the end of the day, that can't be a good thing, can it? Well, it depends what your family's like, eh?
Let's learn the common things. I mean, what do you think is the difference, say, between Punjabi culture in terms of money and looking at, going back to the 17th century, or modern-day Britain as well? Do you think there's a big difference, or is there any difference? Or?
Well, it's interesting. I live in the East End of London. I live in Hackney. And, I mean, actually, Punjabi culture, Glaswegian culture, and kind of a lot of the African-Caribbean cultures around here are the same, which is, you know, we don't necessarily have a lot of money, but when we do, everyone has a night out. It's that sort of easy come, easy go. Enjoy your money. It's not about your money. It's about what the money can get you. I think that is a kind of commonality in certain communities. I mean, the Irish kind of immigrants that I know, I grew up with in Glasgow, the same. You know, come payday, everyone gets a pint in the pub and the money's gone by 9 o'clock, you know. But at least there's something to remember by it. So, you know, there are certain communities where, you know, money is never spent. I mean, I remember hearing about a woman who, died, in a one-room flat with a 3-4 million euro in the bank in Dublin, you know, because she just couldn't bring herself. Once she'd accumulated beyond a million, she couldn't bring herself to spend it. Mm-hmm. And psychologically, she couldn't bear to drop below a million euro. So she lived in a hovel with nothing. I mean,
there's something really sad about that, isn't there? Sort of like, yeah, well, something really sad. Yeah. Okay, this place is coming up. It's coming up on its next Thursday is when it opens. Yes. Runs through to, it's the only London performances as well, isn't it? Down at the Stratford Circus.
Well, I'm really chuffed it's in Stratford as well because I live a mile away, so easy for me to get to. And also, I just think that the community in Stratford, you know, East London's always been quietly incredibly multicultural and incredibly integrated. So hopefully, you know, the kind of audiences will find this, you know.
I mean, which audience is it you're expecting? Do you expect it's Punjabi people? Do you think it's Cockney people? Do you think it's, I don't know, people who are into sort of like, you know, 17th century plays? Who's going to come and see this, do you think?
It's the same people that come and watch me live, you know. I mean, although I'm not in this, I've just written this. It's people that are just interested. People that want a good night out, they want a laugh, that they're interested, you know, in kind of theatre that's slightly different. But also, let's make no bones about it. You know, certain white working class communities and brown communities don't feel the theatre is for them. And that's complete nonsense. I mean, you know, Shakespeare wrote for the working classes. Poor folk went to Shakespeare.
It was, yeah, when it was written down, yeah, you of
know,
course, yeah.
And that's, you know, undeniable. So, you know, those communities absolutely have a right to theatre. And I'm really hoping that for a lot of people, we saw this in Windsor and in Dundee, a lot of audiences are coming to the theatre for the first or second time to see this. And that, you know, it's our arts, and, you know, and for me, that's what I feel I'm meant to be doing here. You know, if you want, you know, people that have seen theatre 20, 30, 40 times can go to the National, they can go to the RSC, they, you know, even go to the brilliant Hackney Empire. You know, I mean, I'm on the board at Hackney Empire, so I'm not going to stop anyone coming there time and again. But I think as an introduction to theatre, this is exciting for me because you see people who've come to theatre for the first time, and that's, you know, once you experience live theatre and it's been good, nothing like it.
Yeah, sure. And I think the Stratford Circus, it's the sort of place that's easy to go to for the first time. I think maybe the National probably isn't. But someone who's never been to theatre, you can just pop in it, and it is. It's a really laid back. There's a cafe, there's a little bar there and things like that, and you just wander through. And it is. It's a very easy place. It doesn't have that sort of like stuffy theatre sort of, you know, you don't have to get dressed up. Go as you are, can't you? It's that sort of place, isn't it? So it's really good for that, yeah. Okay, and of course, that's on. It starts next Thursday, the 7th, runs through to the Saturday. It's the only London performance. Tickets start at just £9, yeah, which is, that's a real good bargain. You can get them from the website, which is www.stratford-circus.com. And we've got a telephone number here as well, which is 0844-357-2625, which I'm going to read that out again, 0844-357-2625. But I tell you what, there's one thing I've got to ask you before you go, is we've got to go to the break now, which is, if there's one reason, and somebody just sitting at home listening now, I think one reason they should come and see this play, what would it be?
If you want to have a laugh. If you like language and you want to have a laugh, come see the play.
Hardeep Singh Kohli. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio, 92 FM.
A story of friendship. A story of passion.